And this brings us to the important question: why is software project estimation important? Every budget, every business, as I mentioned, has a budget, and every business would want to know if what is the project worth and what would it cost, so that they could look at the investment and then do a comparison of the investment versus the returns. A project estimate provides the stakeholders with the information as to what are the timelines involved, what are the efforts involved, the cost implication, and then look at creating a feasible budget and plan for a successful delivery. Without accurate estimation, there is absolutely no way to ensure the viability of that particular project. So, take an example. A company, again, say XYZ Enterprise, wants to create a system, and if it doesn't have any timelines, if it doesn't have, say, information on what would it cost them, then that particular project doesn't really fly, right? Everything has to have a particular timeline, has to have a business objective, and has to have a cost implication. Because the organization at the end of the day would also do this cost-benefit analysis. So without this estimates, it's absolutely not possible for them to ensure the right kind of investment in that particular project, the number of people involved, the tools involved, and the need for that project to become successful. Estimating project time and cost also helps in assessing the financial viability. So, assuming that the project has a lot of cost implications, the first thing that the finance department or the CFO asks is what is the investment that needs to happen? And then it comes to the decision of whether it is important to invest in that particular project, or maybe the returns from the particular project is not that much. So then it's not beneficial. So first, estimating the overall cost and the timeline is important for getting the financial viability checked. Determining the efforts that are involved, how long would it take, and so how long is the duration, the timelines. And once you have the timelines established, you can also do a estimation in terms of the resources that are involved. Developing the cash flows, the overall profitability, cost breakup, as in the stage wise, say for stage one, where say functionality X is delivered, how much would it cost, and how much would it cost for the entire project to get delivered. So say for example, the entire HRMS application that I spoke about. If the leave management system gets built and it gets delivered, what would be the cost? Whereas if the leave management system along with the payroll system gets integrated, how much would be the cost, right? So these are more decisions that are important while it impacts the overall financial viability of the particular project. Estimating project timelines and cost also help in scheduling the project. Schedules, reschedule, there could be daily meetings to know the project duration, how the people are faring, how the project is looking, so as to get delivered either on time or it gets delivered in a delayed fashion. Understanding the impact of resource on the overall project. So it's an important decision to take when it comes to resource utilization. And from a company's perspective, should we hire resources in-house or say outsource it to the vendor and who could do the same job? So estimate also is a critical part when it comes to resource utilization. And obviously, managing the stakeholders' application expectations. So, as a project owner or as a business owner, you would want to know the overall profitability of the project, how viable it is, how fast it can be delivered, and how can you meet your end stakeholders' expectations. So that's important why a accurate estimation is required. Okay. Let us now look at the early estimates, or as we call it, the guesstimates. Two questions generally come up frequently in the early stages of a project planning. First is, how much will the project cost, the overall cost viability, and how long would it take to deliver the entire project? I don't think there are any other aspects more than the timelines and the cost involved. Things like the project or the application quality is like absolutely taken. Say that the application has to have the particular quality. So I'm not talking about that. But when it comes to project, I think cost and the timelines are the most important elements that need to be considered. The management may wish to know the indicative cost involved to decide the financial viability or to prioritize the project basis, say, the resource constraints. So say, for example, all enterprises would have a particular mandate from the management to prepare a budget for the next year about the key projects that they will be taking, right? And then it helps the management in terms of what are the investments that are needed and then judge the overall viability of that particular project. From the resource perspective, it also means that if a particular project is critical, then certain resources that need to be get hired, so they would have typical times to join, they would take time to skill, etc., etc. So it is important that these aspects are taken care so that the management has a view of these particular aspects. In such cases, a quick or an indicative cost timelines are needed, both in terms of cost and the timelines. And in absence of these particular project details, it is generally doesn't make sense for the management to actually invest, because it's like this: if you don't know what the target is, and believe me, it's not a fixed target, maybe some close estimate. And if you don't have an idea on the timeline, then it's of no value, correct? So usually these numbers are referred to as early estimates. It's like this: you go out to, say, buy a house or maybe buy a car, you would have some kind of budgetary estimate in place, correct? So that goes in a similar way for a software project as well. So you would have, say, a early estimate. Maybe it could be vague, it could be far from the actual reality, but then it's important to have an early guesstimate. And what I mean by guesstimate is best guessed estimate, correct? And surely it could have a variation, maybe in terms of 10% or 20%. That's how the management would want to have a estimate which is as close to reality as possible, so that what they've forecasted and what they've actually achieved are more or less in line. The guesstimate could be a wide range because of multiple different unknowns, and which is a fair ask. So once you start a job, you might not know all the intricacies. So say, for example, if there are certain licenses involved, people leaving the project, you might want, I mean, there are new resources that need to be hired, etc., etc. So you don't have all the details of that, and some, to be honest, are beyond the control. But the guesstimate could be a wide one, right? So the goal is to kind of have a range, and that's where organizations stick to something called as the low end estimate, which is, say, a very aggressive estimate, and also a high end estimate, which is a more conservative estimate. So just to explain, it's actually a difference between being more realistic or being more practical, and having, say, a worst case scenario inbuilt, and also looking at a best case scenario, assuming that everything goes well. The best case scenario is that you deliver the project within, say, 6 months with a cost estimation of, say, 10 lakhs. The worst case scenario would be you deliver the project within 8 months or 9 months with a cost estimation of 20 lakhs. So that's what I mean when I say that organizations typically create these two wide spectrum of estimate. So one is on the low end side and one is on a high end side. So that's where the estimate fluctuates between a realistic versus, say, a best case scenario, correct? And the final cost of the project is assumed to lie somewhere in between both of these. So somewhere between your worst case and the best case, or the aggressive and the conservative, is that's where the actual project would lie. So these two ranges help the management to take a decision. How would it look if it's a worst case scenario, and how would it look in a best case scenario? And then basis that, companies would then forecast. Many companies prepare and collate a project-wise budget for the next financial year, as I explained, where they need some kind of figures for estimation. So typically, as I mentioned, they will have to submit a cost estimation about what are the new initiatives that they're going to take in the next year. And that's where a high level guesstimate is required. To compensate for the cost variations and early estimation errors, there are also some kind of contingency that are added. So say, for example, contingency in terms of say resources that might leave the project. No one can expect that. So it's a contingency cost. So contingency cost is an unexpected cost that needs to be added. Say if a particular vendor just went bankrupt. I mean, I'm just giving you a very tough example to work with. Say if particular vendor has to be replaced, or people leaving the company, or whatnot. So then there is some contingency that has to be added to that particular project. So having looked at estimation and the low end and the high end, or the aggressive and the conservative, or the worst case and the best case scenario, let us look at what are the six key areas when it comes to estimates. So the first is cost. Obviously, no prizes for guessing this. Cost estimate involves how much money is being has to be spent on that particular project, in terms of, say, software licenses, in terms of the cost to the people, in terms of the salaries, in terms of the infrastructure, in terms of servers, storage, etc., etc. The first is the cost estimate. The second, the most important, is the timeline. How long would it take for the particular project to get delivered? And this gives the project schedule, and you would break the project schedule into multiple different smaller milestones. One particular functionality gets delivered, particular milestone gets ticked, and so on. And also, it's important from a client's perspective that he gets a lot of confidence that the particular project gets delivered once these small milestones get delivered. So a big project gets broken down into smaller milestones, and that's where the time gets associated, or the timelines, or the duration for the entire project gets associated with. So in case of low level planning of a project delivery, it gets broken down into these individual milestones. The third is the overall scope of a project. So when it comes to scope, there could be a lot of things that are in scope. So say things like developing modules, things like integration with some other external third parties, which are required to finish the project. And by estimating how much work is involved and exactly what tasks need to be completed, one can ensure that the project is delivered within the timeline and the cost. So again, timeline and cost are absolutely the critical indicators when it comes to the overall project. Scope revolves around what are the deliverables. Deliverables in terms of the actual coding, in terms of the feature functionality, in terms of catering to the business requirements, and so on. The fourth is risk. By estimating what risk could impact the project, can we look at mitigating some of that risk? So when a project is taken, there are certain inherent risks that are also involved, and those get highlighted when it comes to the risk assessment. What if key people leave? What if the prices of the software suddenly change? What if the cost of the servers to host the software change? What if the cost of the what if the timelines to deliver the hardware gets changed, because of which the time to deliver the software also gets changed? So as I said, there are multiple different risks involved. So there is a risk registered maintained by the project manager. This risk register has a lot of risks that are highlighted. Some risks on, say, the customer not giving the data on time, things like functional requirements keep on changing, things like business requirements not being framed accurately, and so on. The other aspect to be considered are the resources. How project resources get utilized. For example, for software projects, resources are the key in terms of, say, delivering or coding that particular functionality. In terms of other resources, it could be things like infrastructure, where exactly it gets hosted, the servers, the storage, software licenses, things like database licenses, and so on. The last aspect is the quality. And if you recollect, I always have been saying that quality is something that can never get compromised. So while time and cost are absolutely important, quality focuses on how these deliverables are met. Is the project getting the right kind of business value that was envisioned? Is it solving the pain areas for which the project was undertaken in the first place? And does the product or the application meet the demand that the organization had envisaged? So products that must meet demanding quality regulations may require, say, more money, more time, and other resources that a product with low-end requirements might not have. So what I mean is, if there are stringent mechanisms, so say a particular functionality has to be delivered within 5 days, and there are certain features that need to be there in the product, so that could be different, and the quality of that particular delivery would be different as compared to something that is non-critical. Right. So these are the six areas. So again, the six areas, the topmost are obviously the cost and the time. And there are others that we looked at, things like quality, things like risk, like resources, and the overall scope. So now let us look at another key area, which is the science of providing accurate estimation, right? Now, estimation, although the name suggests that it's an estimate, it's not a actual number, but then there is a science behind providing accurate estimates. And accurate estimates are absolutely important. As I mentioned, the estimate has to be as close to the reality as possible, so that it helps the management to take informed decision, it helps to the business owners, the project managers, everyone involved in that particular business line to take informed decisions. So in most cases, guesstimates go off the mark if they are not done properly. So a structured way to do a project estimation is crucial to improve the overall accuracy. And all aspects of the estimate has to be taken into account. Things like contingency, things like risks, things like overall project timelines, etc., have to be taken so as to arrive at a more accurate estimate. Understanding the project in all aspects, as I mentioned, and using the right robust estimation techniques will help you to achieve an estimate which is more closer to reality. In other terms, arrive at a more accurate estimate. The science of project estimation involves the following key things. One, have a deep, meaningful insight of the particular project. and then do a right estimation. Estimation again in terms of hardware, software, resources, time, cost, etc., etc. Every project by itself provides new learnings, and experiences play a vital role when it comes to project estimate. So, people in the software industry who have been delivering projects over a long time, they kind of have a history in terms of how it gets delivered. And basis their experience, they can arrive at a good, accurate estimate. Everything doesn't go as per plan, but then you need to have the contingency in place so that it's as close to what you forecasted. So, who is responsible for the software project estimation? Project managers are always expected to present the best and the most accurate estimation of the efforts. When the project is in the planning phase or before the planning phase, when it's in the bidding phase, that's where the role of a project manager or a service delivery manager is important. They would look at multiple aspects of the project. Multiple aspects like business functionality, multiple aspects like resources, software, hardware, etc., and then provide an estimate. Once the project is given to a project manager, the project manager forms the backbone, and he is the spoke, as I mentioned. And the responsibility of handling the project end to end is with the project manager. So the project manager is responsible for the overall estimation in terms of the delivery timelines, estimation in terms of the cost overheads. If the cost goes beyond what was estimated, then again it causes an impact on the overall profitability. In turn, the project manager will take help from multiple different stakeholders involved. It could be subject matter experts, it could be domain consultants, it could be functional experts, it could be solution architects who would architect basis the different building blocks, hardware, software, resources, developers, coders, platform admins, and these are a small set of ecosystem. The list is far, far exhaustive. Multiple different people work on a project. There could be daily stand-up meetings to know how the project gets evolved over a time, and that's where these estimates also keep improving. Maybe the project manager had envisioned the project to get over within 6 days, but the developers and the solution architects have done a wonderful job so as to cut down the overall delivery time from, say, 6 days to, say, 4 days, right? And so that's where these things keep evolving. Even senior management should contribute to the estimation experiences, and these do get factored in because, as I mentioned, experience plays a real vital role here. Basis the experience of delivering or how things have fared in the past, it could be incorporated while doing a more accurate estimate. The estimation typically happens, as I said, during the project initiation phase or the early planning phases, and takes into account the project scope, the overall deadlines or the timelines, and the potential risk involved for delivering that particular project. And the biggest challenge when it comes to project estimation is that there is a great deal of ambiguity. And as I mentioned, when you start something, you don't have all the information. And slowly these things get evolved. But then it takes someone who's really experienced to envision some of this risk, keep them in a risk register, have a contingency plan around it, and then build these contingencies as part of the overall project estimation. It can be hard to assume how much does it cost, or how long would it take in the first attempt, right? Because there are multiple different moving parts. As I mentioned, you don't have control over all of them, but at least what you could do is you could list down and have some wide level estimates around it, and there is the reason that the estimate need to have a contingency to deal with these kind of uncertainties or risk. And that's where the role of a risk register comes very crucial. So all in all, to summarize, project estimation is an indicative calculation of the extent of the project. Usually, estimation has two important aspects to consider. One, obviously the cost estimates, and the efforts or the timelines that are involved. By efforts, what I mean is the resources that have to get deployed. So resource requirement is another key aspect. Software projects can be categorized into multiple different forms, as we studied, such as standard package, implementation, that's a new implementation versus ongoing, things like version upgrades. We spoke about updates, how they differ from upgrades, software implementation, software development, or say an enhancement or a bug fix. No matter which estimation technique is applied, we also looked at how experience plays a significant role when it comes to project estimations. And the most important part of the project estimation is that it is needed to define the financial viability of a project, without which the management, the strategic decision makers cannot really arrive at the financial viability, and hence cannot take an overall outlook or decide the outlook of that particular project. So cost, timelines, number of people deployed, the ROI analysis, etc., is needed. And the basis of all of this are the estimates. So with this, I'd like to thank you for listening to me. I hope this has been informative to you, and we'll see you in the next class. Thank you.